This is NSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Salem News Sports Editor Phil Stacey. And Phil, I know the Twitter world, the whole North Shore is abuzz with a recent award that you picked up last weekend.
Yeah.
What is this award?
This was from the New England Newspaper Press Association. It's a contest that we at the North of Boston Media Group and my newspaper, Salem News, we submit entries every year. It's New England-wide, as its title would suggest. And there are hundreds of different categories for print and digital and photo and all kinds of different things. And there's a huge panel of judges that judge submissions that we would submit. In my case, sports stories or things that my sports staff has done. We were fortunate enough to be chosen as finalists, one of three finalists for a special sports series, and myself personally for best sports story. And there's a big banquet at the Renaissance Hotel in Boston, in South Boston. And fortunately, we came in first place in both categories. The sports section for, we did those summer series we do every summer. This was on the signature sports series we did in the summer of 2016, where we looked at what was the best, what sport is each school in the coverage area of the newspaper best known for. Salem High basketball type thing, or Swampscott football like that. And I was fortunate enough to win first place for best sports story for a piece I did after Kevin Flynn, the legendary Danvers hockey coach, passed away, and talked to a lot of his former players and shared some anecdotes that I had from covering the team for, 20 years or so. So that was nice to be recognized that way.
Now I'm just thinking, this is the way I think, but Matt Williams didn't win that feature story because he entered the Masco girls hockey game from December and that just didn't cut it.
But I will say this, within our company, which is based out of Alabama, it's called Community Newspaper Holdings Incorporated, Matt has been named two-time sports writer of the year for that, and I haven't won that, so kudos to Matt. He's got I have two of these NEPA awards now, and he's got two of the CNHI awards, so so I guess we're tied there.
I just have to ask you one thing, Phil, about the story on Coach Flynn. It must be gratifying when you work so hard to get something that is recognized, but also honoring Coach Flynn, and you must have some feedback from the community about that because he's such an icon in the area.
Yeah, that was far and away the most read piece in the newspaper sports section last year. I got a ton of feedback on it. And I actually, in this day and age where everything is rush, rush, rush and make deadlines and whatnot, I actually had some time to work on that because Kevin had passed away on a Friday night. So I had the weekend to really gather my sources and talk to a lot of people and remember some of the things that he and I talked about. So I was actually pretty happy with how that turned out. And I don't say that in a bragging way by any stretch. And I usually don't even say that about my own stories, but I was happy with how that turned out. And if I'm being completely honest, I'm not a big awards guy. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, if I've done something I know is good, I'm happy with that. I don't really need to worry too much about what other people think about it. But when you look at the panel of judges, and there's some very distinguished people on there from all over the country, people have taught at Stanford, people that have worked at the New York Times and the Philadelphia Inquirer and the professors, DePaul University and things like that. I was pretty pleased that they recognized that for what it was.
Well, Phil, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I will say one other note that when I was leaving for the banquet that night and my boys, I have three kids, but my two boys asked me why I was dressed up because they normally see me dressed like you see me now in shorts.
You got shorts here, folks.
Yeah, February 28th, I'm wearing shorts. Why are you dressed up? And I told him, my wife said, well, Daddy's going to an awards thing tonight. He might get first, second, or third. And my nine-year-old says, I think he'll come in second place. So it was nice to prove him wrong anyway.
Well, he's kind of on board with you
a little bit. He's got that Irish cynicism, I guess. So, hey, that's how it goes.
Well, you're a medalist either way. No matter what happened that night, you come back with a medal.
I was happy to rub it in his face. I got gold instead of silver. So, that was all right.
In your face, son. All right, there he is, Phil Stacey.
Thanks, guys.
Award-winning sports editor Phil Stacey from the Salem News. And I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.